All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 97.1. So let's get some of the people. We'll get to take a text after that. Tom's in Chesterfield up next. Tommy, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing the best I can, Tom. How about yourself?
Well, rough day. I just want to say that I'm an addict alcoholic, and this has directly affected me as well as a large fraternity here in Michigan. Has affected us greatly today. Most meetings are shut down. You know, we're in dingy old church basements, and the churches have closed down. So there's a lot, and it's a mental health, it's a social aspect, and it's something that's going to affect a great number of us. You know, we have to deal with that. And my fraternity in general has, and my community has, one less tool in our toolbox today.
Yeah, and so, Tom, it doesn't matter what the affliction is. The principle's the same. We need to make people feel that they have options and that they're going to be okay. And that has been a failing thus far when we have it. Look, I don't know what the government is waiting on. I don't know what they're bickering about. I'm not in that room. But I'll be damned. They better get this package out so we can have people available. That is a critical care service. You know, that is a disease that you're dealing with. And it's just, it's unbelievable we're still floating in space here this deep into it.
Could I send a message to my fellow afflicted fraternity? And don't use and don't pick up today, guys. I know it's rough. And normally most of us would want to have a drink right about now. But don't do it. We're here for a special purpose, and who knows what God has for us.
Well, thank you, Tom. That works for me. It's a good message, and I hope like hell we can get people what they need. And sometimes that's definitely money's not the answer in that regard. Let's go to
well, Mike.
Tom.
Before you go back to the phones, I do want to jump in because
sorry about that.
Unfortunately, this is a blessing in disguise, maybe, because we're gonna have more people call anyway. But Roberto is running the phones today, and he has to. He's got to reset the entire phone bank right now. So if you were on the line.
I didn't do it.
No, this one isn't your fault. You're right. If you were on the line and you just got dropped, please call back. Roberto will put you back on right away. But let me at least update you.
I think on a regular day, I would be livid. Just like on a regular day, I'd be livid that the Giants franchise tagged Leonard Williams. But I can't be livid. I just can't. I don't have it in me. So good day for our crap system to crap out. You drew the lucky card. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, let me at least give you a couple.
Whoa, did I just see the Brown sign Jack Conklin?
That's what I was going to tell you. Your boy, yeah, former Spartan.
First of all, you know what else the Browns did? Did you see the tight end they signed?
Who? No,
Austin,
I think I did.
Hooper.
Oh, that's right. Austin Hooper did. You're right. Yep, I forgot about that.
I'll tell you what, man.
Well, Jack Conklin, though, 3-year, 42 mil.
There you go. Listen, I mean, it's simple. They're either going to fix Baker Mayfield and help him out, or they're going to blow the whole thing up. But, yeah, that's – and by the way, they put a second-round tender on Kareem Hunt. So if anyone signs him, they get a second-round pick. Or they just keep the guy.
Now
– even okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Nope, you're good.
No, that's part of the delay. I have some Lions news as well. And maybe, you know what? Maybe I should just –
have they done a public service and shut them down like a restaurant?
Yeah. All right. So, and I'm not going to be able to pronounce this name, but the Lions have just made a signing, Mike. Eagles, former Eagles offensive lineman, Big V, All right, that's
Vitae?
Yeah, Jalapa.
Vitae stinks.
Jalapa Levati Vitae, okay?
Vitae stinks.
He has agreed to a deal with the Lions.
He stinks.
The terms, the Lions are paying him $50 million over 5 years.
What?
5 years, 50 mil.
Okay, there it is. You've managed to find something that pisses me off when there's far more serious things going on.
Brought to you by 5 Hour Energy.
And there are two tropical flavors. Well, you know, when is somebody going to stop Bob Quinn and Patricia from ruining this franchise? Do you understand that Vitae was so bad when Lane Johnson went down that the Eagles went to their ill-prepared rookie, Dillard from Washington State, to replace him? Vitae is a mountain of a man. But he is not, I repeat, not a starting tackle in this league.
Let alone $50 million. $50 over $5 million.
So let me get this straight. You cut Rick Wagner to save $9 million to go out and just spend the same amount of money at a guy who's not objectively better than Rick Wagner and tie your boat to him for 5 years. You know what? It's a good thing there's just more serious stuff going on. I can't even yell about it.
What would be your question?
I can't, Mike, I can't even flip out or I just can't. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Even Ian Rappaport just had tweeted this out. I'm not saying he's given a ton of opinion here, but he even just tweeted out, wow, that's some really big money. Which it is.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy who ain't any good.
All right, so Kyle Meinke on Twitter. New Lions offensive tackle, Jalapa Vati Vitae.
Vitae
ranked 11th as a run blocker last year per PFF. He was 77th as a pass blocker, and he was ranked the 22nd overall among offensive tackles in the NFL.
Okay, first of all, okay, let's just time out. Now, we like Kyle on this show. Kyle does good work, but this is where I have an issue with PFF. This guy is a turnstile in pass protection. So if you cannot pass protect in today's NFL, then you are not a top 20 tackle in this league. That is the failing of the PFF Bible thumpers. Now, he's 6'6", 340. I'd hope he could block someone running the ball. But what was the issue with Rick Wagner? Pass protection. What is the issue with Vitae? Pass protection. And what PFF doesn't tell you is he was so bad in the two separate games I'm citing that I watched, they replaced him with a rookie who wasn't any good. Mike, I'm sorry, but like this is just on-brand Lions. It's just on-brand Lions.
Yep.
Why'd you cut Rick Wagner if this was the move?
Yeah, they're paying him more. They're paying Big V more.
Big V. Look at you like you know the guy.
That's what everyone's referring to him as. Just you don't have to spell his name.
Big V. What, would you have dinner with him last night?
Vitae.
You were V's.
No, that was actually Adam Kaplan was the first one to report it, and he literally reported offensive lineman Big V agrees to deal with the Lions just because he didn't want to spell it.
My guess is that deal will get panned by the experts. That's my guess. I mean, again, they had Jason Peters, they had Lane Johnson. Both guys are either retiring or getting cut or injured, right? Did the Eagles try to lock him up? Nope. What does that tell you? Good talk. Hello?
No, there's... It's,
I actually thought the line dropped. I went, sorry. Oh, no, I'm talking to myself.
No, there's nothing more to say. I think it's way too much money. The Lions, we've talked about it, have to overpay for free agents. This isn't okay, but even with the PFF grades that we just read, I don't think that's some ringing endorsement on him.
No, here's the other thing. You know what I'd rather do at that level? Just play Terrell Crosby. At least Crosby makes 10 cents on the dollar. But for you to save that money and not fill two holes, how you better? Yep. Well, I tell you, they are ruining this franchise. And, you know, luckily for them, there's more serious matters. So I don't need to dig into this. But if Lion fans want to, we can mix in those calls amongst the real stuff. We're trying to high wire act here, guys. We're trying to be the escape if you want it, but be the reality maybe we all need. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.